The ops wing is a maze of twisty little passageways, all alike. Cramped offices open off them, painted institutional green and illuminated by underpowered bulbs, lightly dusted with cobwebs. It isn't like this on Mahogany Row, or over the road in administration, but those of us who actually contribute to the bottom line get to mend and make do. There's a malicious, persistent rumour that this is because the board wants to encourage a spirit of plucky, us-against-the-world self-reliance in ops, and the easiest way to do that is to make every requisition for a box of paperclips into a Herculean struggle. I subscribe to the other, less popular theory, they just don't care. I know my way through these dingy tunnels. I've worked here for years. Andy has been a couple of rungs above me in the org chart for all that time. These days he's got a corner office with a blonde Scandinavian pine desk. It's a corner office on the second floor with a view over the alley where the local Chinese takeaway keeps their dumpsters, and the desk came from IKEA. But his office still represents the cargo cult trappings of upward mobility. We beggars in ops can't be choosy. I see the red lights out, so I bang on his door.
Come in.
He sounds even more world-weary than usual, and so he should be, judging from the pile of spreadsheet printouts scattered across the desk in front of him.
Bob?
He glances up and sees the intern.
Oh, I see you've met Pete.
Pete tells me he's my intern, I say, as pleasantly as I can manage under the circumstances. I pull out the ratty visitor's chair with a hole in the seat stuffing and slump into it. And he's been in the laundry since the beginning of this week. I glance over my shoulder. Pete is standing in the doorway looking uncomfortable, so I decide to move White Pawn to Black Castle 4, or whatever it's called.
Come on in, Pete. Grab a chair.
The other chair is a crawling horror covered in mouse-bitten lever arch files labelled Strictly Secret. It's important to get the message across that I'm not leaving without an answer, and camping my hench squirt on Andy's virtual in-tray is a good way to do that. Now, if only I can figure out what I'm supposed to be asking. What's going on?
Nobody told you.
Andy looks puzzled.
Okay, let me rephrase. Whose idea was it, and what am I meant to do with him? I think it was Emma McDougall's, in Human Resources.
Oops, he said Human Resources. I can feel my stomach sinking already.
We picked him up in a routine sweep through Erewhon space last month.
Erewhon is a new, massively multiplayer online role-playing game that started up, about 2 months ago, with only a few thousand players so far. Written by a bunch of spaced-out games programmers from Gothenburg.
Boris iced him and explained the situation, then put him through induction. Emma feels that it'd be better if we trialed the mentoring program currently on rollout throughout admin to see if it's an improvement over our traditional way of inducting new staff into ops, and his number came up.
Andy raises a fist and coughs into it, then waggles his eyebrows at me significantly. As opposed to hiding out behind the wet shrubbery for a few months before graduating to polishing Angleton's gear wheels? I shrug. Well, I can't say it's a bad idea. Nobody ever accuses HR of having a bad idea. They're subtle and quick to anger, and their revenge is terrible to behold. But a little bit of warning would have been nice. Some mentoring for the mentor, eh? The feeble quip is only a trial balloon, but Andy latches onto it immediately and with evident gratitude.
Yes, I completely agree. I'll get onto it at once.